This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Congressional leaders say they'll convene special hearings in August, the time they usually use to campaign, to consider recommendations made by the 9/11 Commission to better protect the nation against terrorist attack. The commission, headed by former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane and Vice Chair, former Indiana Representative Lee Hamilton, produced what's being called a balanced bipartisan report. Calls for an overhaul of the U.S. intelligence agencies and fundamental changes in the way Congress oversees intelligence and national security. The Bush and Clinton administrations and Congress were criticized for lapses but not blamed for the attacks of 2001. The CIA and FBI were criticized for not sharing the clues they had leading up to the attacks with each other or the president. The report cites what it calls a collective failure of imagination that allowed the Al-Qaeda network to turn four commercial airplanes into suicide bombs, and warned that future attacks are likely. Going to get two reactions now. Richard Clark was the top counterterrorism advisor to both the Clinton and Bush administrations. He's quoted throughout the report and joins us now. Mr. Clark, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
Do you have a general reaction to this report?
Well, I think it's a very readable report, and I encourage everyone to go out and buy it at their bookstore for $10 and read it, even though it's 500 pages long. It tells a story in very readable, very accurate detail. It is, however, a unanimous report, and in order to get a unanimous report, I think the commission rounded the edges a little bit. As you said in the introduction, they don't assess the president's or President Clinton's culpability. They really don't try to assign blame, and they don't even talk about the role of the war in Iraq as a detrimental force in our struggle against terrorism.
Would you like to sharpen a couple of edges now while we have you here?
Well, you know, I think it's obvious to the reader if they read Chapter 8, for example, that the Bush administration was ignoring terrorism prior to 9/11. The commission doesn't say that, but it lays out the facts in a way that are very clear.
Ignoring or just making it priority 3 rather than priority 1?
Well, certainly not a priority that resulted in any significant action, despite the fact, as the commission report really details, there was extensive warning of the president and his senior officials.
What about sections of the report that mention, and there have been news reports today, that there were missions proposed to capture or kill Osama bin Laden that were considered in 1999 and other years prior to 2001 but were rejected?
Well, there were some operations that were rejected because they wouldn't work. I think the key point is that the president at the time, President Clinton, asked for operations to kill bin Laden, and CIA was unable to do it in an effective way. That's one of the major fixes that should have been addressed in the report. How do we get CIA to have the capability, or DOD for that matter, to be able to execute orders when given by the president? But, you know, on the larger point, the commission's supposed to say, what about the future? How do we deal with terrorism? And it dodged the issue that by going into Iraq and occupying Iraq, we have greatly strengthened the terrorists, caused more people to join their ranks, and that issue is entirely avoided. Their organizational changes are good. The proposed organizational changes would help, but they're not a panacea. In Chapter 12 of the report, they talk about the battle of ideas between radical Islam and the United States, and that's where I would put the emphasis. Because if we're going to win the struggle against the jihadists, we have to do it on ideological grounds as well as through intelligence and law enforcement.
Mr. Clark, let me ask you a nuts and bolt question that came up at the press conference. Those flights of Saudi nationals out of the United States, including members of the bin Laden family that took place after air traffic was resumed, they were authorized by you, is that correct?
They were authorized by me after the FBI said it was all right with them.
So you were, you know, this is a major point in Michael Moore's film, Fahrenheit 9/11. You were interviewed at length of that film. Did you tell that to Mr. Moore in that film?
I wasn't interviewed for that film. What the Moore people did was take interviews that I gave on ABC News and just put them into the film. I've never met Moore or his people. And I think he's made a mountain out of a molehill with regard to the Saudis getting out of the country. As the commission report says, the FBI to this day has no desire to talk to those people who left the country on those flights. They knew a lot about them in advance, and they knew they had nothing to do with terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Another matter that's come up, the charges over Sandy Berger, Mr. Berger says he inadvertently removed copies of documents that were, I gather from reporting, after-action memos from 1999 and 2000. Reportedly, your name is in those memos, too, memorandum.
I wrote the memos.
Can you tell us what's in them?
Yeah. The president and Mr. Berger asked me after the millennium period when we stopped terrorist attacks to go back and take a look at what worked and what didn't and to outline additional steps that we could take to strengthen our security. There are hundreds of copies of these memos in various departments around Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So the notion that Mr. Berger was trying to suppress anything is just ridiculous. There was no malicious activity here. There was some sloppiness, perhaps, but absolutely no malicious activity.
Mm-hmm.
Berger did more to strengthen our hand in the fight against terrorism than many, many people. And any notion of any malicious activity here, I think, is just fictitious.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Clark, do you think there's a need for what's been described inevitably as an overall intelligence czar in the United States?
Yeah, I do. And so there's General Scowcroft, President Bush's former national security advisor. He said that about 5 years ago, I think, for the first time. It's a good idea. It's not a great idea. It's not going to change the world, but it's something that we should do.
Mr. Clark, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Richard Clark, former national coordinator for counterterrorism for the National Security Council, speaking with us from Virginia.